This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I worked out for about an hour. So the one thing that really, you know, makes my episiotomy scar burn is when I hear people hyperbole or exaggerate medical terminology. Like, man, I coughed up a lung. I'm like, man, what are you talking about? Please, you can't cough up a lung. And it drives me crazy that people say that. And I'll be like, you cannot cough up a lung. What the hell are you talking about? Really, please. Okay? You have a whole lung lobe. Okay? Your lung is comprised of multiple lobes. Okay? Can't cough up a lung. I stand corrected. Okay? Although, technically, I was still correct. A 36-year-old man in California coughed up part of a lung while being treated for heart failure. He was admitted to the ICU with chronic heart failure. He was coughing so severely that he hacked up a piece of his lung. The unidentified patient, the case was written about in the New England Journal of Medicine. Oh, yeah. I mean, the New England Journal of Medicine is one of the top journals. They were on this, like, you know, what, glitter on glue? I don't know the term, but man. Anyway, they were receiving treatment, the guy, at the University of California San Francisco Medical Center. And he had previously been fitted with a pacemaker. Over a course of a week, the patient had progressed to coughing up phlegm and blood. During a particularly extreme bout, he ends up dislodging a piece of his bronchial tube from his right lung. Now, that to me means there's got to be a lot of underlying issues because you got smooth muscle, you got a lot of connective tissue, you got cartilage. That has to be one hell of a tear. But there is a lot of force with coughing. I mean, when I cough, I have to cross my legs so I don't pee. I used to know, I mean, I could cough and whatever, but now, man, and I know many of you, you tell me that when you cough, you fart. So there's a lot. It's okay. Hey, you know what? That's what happens. And there's a lot of force that happens with coughing. So it makes sense, you know, for those of you that got, you know, are engineers and were really good at physics. I was never good at physics. It makes sense that whenever there's a force in one direction, there's like an equal and an opposite force in another direction. So the coughing, farting thing makes sense because you're coughing out one direction and then your force is out the other direction. So that, like, makes sense. That makes sense. But in terms of coughing up a lung, so that's some sheer forcing. So they say the right bronchial tree, this is according to Fox News, consists of three segmental branches of the upper lobe, two segmental branches of the middle lobe, and then five segmental branches of the lower lobe. The medical students I teach at Toro University of Nevada just had to learn this. And I remember looking at the diagram going, say, what? I thought there were just two lungs. What? I mean, I knew there were lobes or whatever, but wow, there's like lots of little pieces and branches. But I get that. There has to be. The reason why is, if anything gets dislodged, the body doesn't want to put all its eggs in one basket. So you need to be able to access your lungs have to be able to access air by other avenues, so that's why we don't have just one port. The problem is you actually kind of do just have one port through your mouth and your trachea, which is why if you choke on food, you are screwed, you know? So, you know, when God made us, you know, I really would like to know what he was thinking when he made us. And I do. I believe it doesn't matter how much science background I have and how much I am just blown away by how brilliant nature is. I just believe that God is behind it all. You know, but I just kind of wonder when, you know, he was, you know, devising the... You know, they said what happened is he made Adam, right? He made man in his own image. Then he made Eve. And there's been a lot of controversy as to, you know, how that happened and why. You know, why would he have to make, you know, a woman? You know, you have Adam. And everyone's like, well, it was because of procreation. And, you know, but no, not entirely. There was a delay. He didn't make Adam and Eve, like, instantaneously. You know, he made Adam first, and so we thought he was like, oops. No, just kidding. No. Because, you know, Eve did some bad things. But, you know, my guess is, you know, he was probably like, okay, you know what? I want to double do. I want to hedge. In case I screw up, let me have kind of an equal and opposite. So he makes then Eve. And Eve's like, what the hell are you doing here? And I was like, hey, baby. And she said, don't hate baby me. I'm going to ghost. And then she skirts, bounces, goes over to the tree. The serpent, who was there from a day before, right? Weren't animals made the day before man? Serpent's like, man, I've been here. She's like, good. I'm so glad I could talk to somebody who's experienced. Because... Man, I just met this guy, and I don't know what the hell he's doing. He's like, honey, you look like you need some carbs. Here, take some fruit. She's like, oh, isn't it forbidden? He's like, girlfriend, no carbs are allowed. Okay, she's like, you know, true that. And then she ate the forbidden fruit. Okay, there was five. My mom yells at me whenever I mess up the Bible. I did not mess up the Bible. Read the Bible. That's what it says. Girlfriend. So the patient's trachea was subsequently intubated. The flexible bronchoscopy revealed a small amount of blood in the basal branches of the right lower lobe. He was extubated, had no further instances of coughing up blood, but he died 1 week later, unfortunately, to complications of heart failure. So this is somebody who had some major, major issues and diseased lungs, and that's why it probably happened. So can the average person cough up a lung? No. You have plenty of lobes. Can you lose a piece? Can a piece of some of the tissue or vessels come out? Absolutely. So that's what happened here. Okay. Whew. I taught you guys something. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Facebook is still in the news. We'll tell you why Disneyland is in the news. We're also going to talk about some doctors who were some real bad boys. And a sculptor, this story kind of came out a little while ago, there's a sculptor who has been accidentally poisoning themselves while doing their art. I'll tell you what happened there. 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. All right, so I caught a headline saying most patients lie to their doctors. Now, I would say, duh. I mean, I don't know why they had to do a big research study on that. But, you know, I get it. And so people want to study why patients lie to their doctors. Now, if you do lie to your doctor, that can mean real bad things for you. Not because we get mad at you, you know, and we whoop your butts. But because if you leave something out or you give us wrong information, you could have a drug-drug interaction. You could have a serious side effect. So this study was published on November 30th in JAMA, the Journal of American Medical Association Network Open. And they say that many patients intentionally withhold information from clinicians. Andrea Germankin-Levy, PhD from Middlesex Community College in Middletown, Connecticut, and colleagues, they recruited two national samples called Amazon's Mechanical Turk, which had 2,096 respondents, and Survey Sampling International, which had 3,000 respondents. Hold on, drop my mouse. I don't know why I keep dropping my mouse. I need that to stick to my hand. And the reason why that's important is because many people are like, okay, well, where did the information come from? So the authors examined the frequency of patients failing to disclose to clinicians information relevant to their care. So they basically looked at about 5,000 respondents, and they found that 81% of the MTurk and 61.4% of the SSI participants avoided disclosing at least one type of information, meaning they lied. The most common occurrences were disagreeing with the clinician's recommendation, not understanding the clinician's instructions, not wanting to be judged or lectured, not wanting to hear how harmful the behavior is, and being embarrassed. Those are the most commonly reported reasons for lying. In both samples, the likelihood of reporting withholding information was increased if you were a girl, if you were younger, and if you self-rated your health worse. So if patients are withholding information from clinicians as frequently as this research suggests, the clinicians are routinely not receiving the information that they need to provide high-quality care to the patients. Duh. Okay. So what does this mean for you? Well, I've lied to doctors. I'll admit it. I got to go back to my doctor next week. And the nurse is going to ask my weight. Personally, I don't think the weight is really relevant to what the doctor's visit is about. As a clinician, oh, it's very relevant. It's very relevant. You know, she wants to know how the hormones are doing and all that. But I just don't feel like talking about the weight next week. So I already have my set lie ready to go. I just do. So I'm going to lie about that. Now, hopefully that doesn't cause any life or death sequelae down the road. But where a lot of you guys lie is, you know, all right, so, you know, you're here as a new patient. That's great. You know, you're looking at, you know, getting some blood work done for work. Okay. You know, do you do any, do you smoke? No. Do you drink alcohol? No. Do you do any drugs? No. Yet you just did some blow the weekend before. Or you just, you know, did shots. That's not good. So I was going to have surgery. This is going to be my very first surgery in the late 90s. I had to have a cyst removed on my ovary. It was called a teratoma. And teratomas come from a lineage, a cell lineage, very similar to hair and nails. And so mine actually had a little tuft of hair in it. It was really, really cute. You know, the color of my hair, you know, when I was a little girl, it was like a strawberry blonde, light brown. Little cute little, I wish she kept it. Some of these things can have teeth. Mine didn't have teeth. But, you know, you hear of these tumors where there's teeth and stuff. You know, it's because of the cell lineage it comes from. So I had this tumor, and they had to make sure it wasn't cancerous, et cetera. And it was on my ovary, and it was going to be my very, very first surgery. Well, I was scared. You know, I was a medical student, or I was a resident. I was still in training, and I was like, you know what, I've never been put under. I was really, really scared. And then, you know, my husband and my friends came over, and they're like, well, look, why don't we, you know, pour yourself a little drink. You know, we're going to eat. We're going to have some fun. You know, and again, so I had a little drink. Well, then the anesthesiologist calls, and the anesthesiologist calls to check on me. And she's like, hi, I just want to see how you're doing. And I was like, oh, my gosh, did I just ruin the possibility of having surgery? But I really want to have surgery. I really want to have surgery. And I decided to tell her, you know, I had a small glass. Oh, she's like, oh, that's fine. I was like, oh, thank the Lord. Now, that's not fine now, okay? Still, I don't want you guys drinking the night before surgery. But I almost withheld it. But then I was like, I don't want to withhold it because she's about to put me under. My life is going to be at her hands. This is the woman that is going to be in control of my airway and my brain function. You know, I am scared. So, yeah, I'm going to tell her what I need to. But a lot of you lie. A lot of you lie about STDs. A lot of you lie about, you know, sexual partners. Now, you know, why? Why all the lying? Well, okay, yeah, maybe you're embarrassed. You know, maybe, you know, it's, you don't want to be judged or lectured. But I wish this study had the answer. You don't want it in a computer for life. Because patients would tell me, and my listeners, that, you know, their record is permanent. And they don't want something typed in there that they're going to regret. So we're looking at going to the doctor differently. You know, I was on KBC radio yesterday with Doug McIntyre in the morning, and Leanne tweeted, and, you know, he was bringing up how in doctor's offices, many doctors don't even look at you because they're sitting there typing on their iPad. Which, by the way, he had brought that up on, you know, what's the cleaning mechanism for it? You know, any doctor that's typing on something and touching you and then touching another patient, et cetera, even though they wash their hands, hopefully somebody is cleaning off the tablet or the computer, et cetera. That's pretty important. But patients spend more time seeing the doctor's eyes on the computer than seeing the doctor's eyes on them. That's completely different from how we imagined medicine and had medicine when we were little. Would go to the doctor. I remember there being a chart, but the doctor would be there talking to me. Then it jot some notes down, and you're like, well, whatever he did with notes, nobody could read his writing anyway. Who cares? That's not the case. It's like somebody is dictating and documenting everything. Now, we have to as doctors. Otherwise, we get sued, you know, and people will sue. And we're like, nope, here's the documentation. But when you go to the doctor and you're like, oh, yes, well, you know, so, you know, I'm a little worried because I have some vaginal discharge. And okay. And the vaginal discharge kind of has an odor to it. Okay. And, well, you know, I had a fling last weekend. And was with, you know, somebody other than my husband. You see what I mean? Who wants that experience at a medical doctor's office? Who was this fling with? His name was Rob. R-O-B? Yes, Rob. And did you use a condom? No, we didn't use a condom. And how many times did you have sex? Two. Were you drinking alcohol? Yes. Were you doing any drugs? Yes. What kind of drugs were you doing? Well, we did a couple lines of cocaine. Cocaine. And then we also, did some, acid. Acid. I mean, you know, who wants to go to the doctor and have that experience? So, yeah, people are going to minimize, they're going to be quiet. I mean, look at what happened with guns. You know, people were worried that, you know, anti-gun government leaders were going to take control of the country, find out who had a gun, and then take it away. So when people were being interviewed by the pediatrician, you know, okay, so, you know, does, you know, your child is, you know, wearing a car seat, child wears seatbelt, helmet with bicycle, yes. Do you have any guns in the house? Yeah, we have guns. What kind? People don't want that inputted into a record, and then unfortunately, that's why people hide stuff. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
CBD and hemp is the latest buzz. Find out more by attending a free no-obligation seminar on Saturday, December the 8th at the DoubleTree by Hilton located on Normandale Boulevard, Bloomington, Minnesota, starting at 10 a.m. For more information, contact me, Naseema, at 763-245-0190. That's 763-245-0190.
USA Radio News.
The world became a better place because George Bush occupied the White House. He was not considered a skilled speaker, but his deeds were quite eloquent.
Former Secretary of State James Baker fondly recalling former President George H.W. Bush today at a funeral service in Houston. The former 41st President of the United States is currently aboard a train heading to College Station, Texas, where he will be laid to rest next to his wife, Barbara. Search and rescue efforts continue off the coast of Japan where two U.S. Marine Corps aircraft collided. U.S. Ambassador William Hegarty learned about the crash during an event in Japan.
My heart goes out to the families and the colleagues of the Marines that are involved in this tragedy.
The House and Senate passed a government funding bill to avert a partial government shutdown for at least another 2 weeks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So many of you guys have noticed that the Dow has not been looking so hot. I think at the time of this broadcast, it was down 700 points, bringing two-day losses to 1,500. And I guess there's a lot going on. All right. There was an arrest of a top Chinese executive on U.S. federal charges. There's been renewed fears of a trade war, sliding oil prices. And I guess as of 8:15 a.m. Pacific time, The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 708.51 points, or 2.83%. I believe the losses have now negated all the gains that we had during the year. Now, this is why I'm not really in the stock market or big on that. I understand if you have a retirement account, and we only just started that about a year and a half ago. We didn't really have one because we didn't have money to put away, and we were always trying to keep the business open and pay the staff. So for a lot of us, this doesn't really apply. For many of us, oh, no, it does, and it's scary. Markets could have even been worse, but I guess they closed because of the burial of the mourning and the service for President George H.W. Bush, who's being laid to rest. So the Dow is back in the red. NASDAQ still slightly higher for 2018, but I guess Huawei CFO Meng Wanzhou had been arrested on suspicion of violating U.S. sanctions against Iran. Now, I'm not here to kind of talk about all the little nooks and crannies of what's been going on, but we knew that there was going to be an issue with the economy sooner or later. I just don't think any of us were ready for this now. Apparently, shock waves of the arrests have rippled around the globe. Markets in Asia, Europe, and Latin America all taken a beating. They say Boeing and Caterpillar, they stand to lose a lot in extended trade battle with China, fell the most. Price of oil fell sharply. Traders continued, they said, to put money into bonds. So that's a sign that they see weakness in the economy ahead. I have some bonds. I don't know. They don't really raise a lot of money. They don't, you know, seem to do well. But Facebook lost a lot. Their value plunged by $10 billion, we're being told. Close to $10 billion. Shares opened 2.5% down, wiping an estimated $9.5 billion off the company's $379 billion value. Why? Because documents show that we talked about yesterday, Facebook had aggressively pursued competitors, used its platform to cripple rivals, and leveraged developers for advertising money. That set up conflicts with regulators and politicians around the globe. And so Facebook shares have downgraded. So a lot of people have money in them. They have, you know, barely, they say Facebook will be hoping to avoid another crash after shares of the company fell by $119 billion in a day back in July. Zuckerberg saw $12 billion wiped off his value. I'm not going to go into all the nooks and crannies of what happened with Facebook, but the thing that I talk about because of, you know, my medical background and, you know, psychology background and being a business owner and, you know, just because I'm me, I'm GOAT. Can I be GOAT? Greatest of all time? Is Hundo P. Is because the one thing that scared the hell out of me during the Obamacare years and the Great Recession, and I know some of you are fans of Obama, so I won't call it the Obama years, but it just ended up happening to be roughly the same time he was in office, okay, but I'm not pointing fingers, but what was the most frightening was how nobody expected it. Now, many of us did expect it. I mean, with the arms and all the, you know, great deals people were getting on homes in the, you know, early thousands, right? They were, from 2000 to 2010, you know, or 2008. But, you know, people were like going, gosh, Dr. Dolly, look, you know, man, I'm in a $500,000 home. Look at the pictures. I'm like, oh, my gosh, the home is gorgeous. But, you know, how are you paying for that? You work at the convenience store. Where's the money coming from? They go, I didn't have to put any money down. And there's an adjustable rate mortgage, there'll be a balloon payment, I'll deal with it then. Or if not, let them kick me out. But at least I'm in a $500,000 home now. And so we saw the signs, and we knew stuff was happening, and we knew there was going to be a crash, and maybe it wasn't Obama's fault. Maybe it's just a crash was going to happen. Obamacare, that's on him. But You know, with the economy, I don't know if I'm convinced that it's all his fault. I think there was a lot of policies that happened even in Clinton years that could have affected it. And things that happened during Bush years. I think there's a lot. I think, you know, you can't just blame one person or one administration. But everybody was caught with their pants down. Everybody. And when we were told that we were in a recession, I remember everything seemed to be fine. Patients were good. It was like a Friday. You know, and I'm watching the news, and the news is like, oh, we're in a recession. Oh, we're in a recession. This is a horrible recession. And I'm like, really? All right. You know, well, you know, if patients seem to be doing okay, you know, maybe, you know, there's certain parts of the country that are safe. All of a sudden, Monday, wow, thousands of people getting laid off. Then the next week. And it just seemed like every week, thousands of more people were getting laid off. And I'm like, this wasn't smooth. This wasn't a slow transition. This was really abrupt. And I guess that's what I kind of warn you guys with now. You know, I told you guys there's a trifecta that has nothing to do with the trade wars and everything else going on. But there is such a push for automation. You know, and not dealing with all the employee stuff and the costs and the Obamacare and all the other stuff and, you know, insurance and workers' comp or whatever. So there's a real push for automation. I think Walmart is now going to have cleaning robots we're going to talk about later. Two is you don't have a lot of people buying, you know, in retail stores and rather do it on the Internet. So why should retail stores have commercial real estate? And then three, you have baby boomers moving out of their single-family residence and you don't have a lot of millennials and younger individuals buying single homes. So we end up having a housing glut, a commercial glut, and then later an employment glut. So we know something's going to hit. The only thing is sometimes when stock markets crumble, that could be the first sign. So not good. All right, now Sears may have a plan to save them. Remember, they had to close a whole bunch of stores? Well, apparently, there's Cyrus Capital Partners and a hedge fund run by Sears Holding Corp. They're preparing a potential joint takeover bid just to keep the bankrupt chain alive. Prospective suitors are going to try to swap debt that they hold for ownership of the stores in a so-called credit bid. And this is a 125-year-old store that maybe, you know, is destined for the path of bankruptcy, but there's been Chapter 11 filing, et cetera. But apparently the company hasn't been able to scrape together loans. They've started a bidding process for 505 of its remaining stores. So seeing these stores that you thought would nothing would ever happen. I remember May Company and, you know, Gemco. These were some Miller's Outpost. I don't know if these stores still exist or they've been, you know, assumed by other stores. But, you know, I think we're seeing a lot of pieces. And now with the stock market, just if, you know, any big expensive purchase you were thinking about doing, maybe hold off. If there were things you needed to do from a healthcare perspective and you think there's a chance you could be losing your job soon and your insurance, maybe get it done now. Don't put off the hysterectomy if you needed one. Don't put off the knee replacement. But you start putting things off and you lose your job and lose your health insurance, we're going to be exactly the way we were in 2010. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. And these doctors were bad. We have six Detroit area doctors charged in a $500 million opioid scheme. This is being reported by Detroit News. Six doctors were charged in an unsealed indictment, and I have it, I could read you, Thursday, with, quote, cheating Medicare and Medicaid out of almost $500 million and fueling the nation's opioid epidemic by illegally prescribing more than 13 million doses of prescription pain medicine. This is not a highlight of our medical industry by any means. They say the dollars and drugs involved make the alleged healthcare fraud conspiracy one of the largest in Michigan history and one of the largest nationwide. Apparently, the scheme was focused within three pain clinics in Macomb County. They were Pain Center USA in Warren and East Point and Interventional Pain Center in Warren. Now, the three clinics were owned and operated by Dr. Rahendra Bothra, 77 years old, of Bloomfield Hills, a surgeon, humanitarian, and politician. Apparently, in 1999, Bothra, according to Detroit News, was presented with the highest civilian honor bestowed in India, known as Padma Shri. Bothra also hosted a fundraiser for President George H.W. Bush back in 88, had humanitarian efforts in India, educated people about AIDS, dangers of tobacco and alcohol, and fundraising efforts for medical equipment. So what the hell is going on here? So the other doctor charged was Dr. Eric Bacco, 65 years old, of Bloomfield Hills, Dr. Ganil Edu, 50 years old, of Southfield, Dr. David Lewis, 41, of Detroit, Dr. Christopher Russo, 50, of Birmingham, and Dr. Ronald Cuffner, 68, of Ada. All six are in custody, expected to be arraigned, and this is a 56-count indictment. And it charges the doctors with healthcare fraud conspiracy, which is a 10-year felony, multiple counts of aiding and abetting healthcare fraud and drug crimes. Apparently, the scheme started back in January 2013 and continued until last month. It involved charging Medicare, Medicaid, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan for medically unnecessary services and equipment. The doctors also were responsible for prescribing 13,217,987 doses of opioids, including OxyContin, Vicodin, hydrocodone, and Percocet, according to the indictment. Okay, I don't understand how that number is not even. I mean, when I would write a prescription for 30 tablets, you know, you write a prescription for 30, so it would be in, numbers of, in groups of 30, right? 30, 60. If you know, somebody said, oh, Dr. Dahlia wrote 3,000 pills, you know, prescriptions for 3,000 pills, well, 3,000 pills would then be 10 prescriptions, 100 prescriptions, right? 100 times 30, see? So it would be an even number. I don't know where the 987 came from. There's like a prime number there, a 7, so I don't know if somebody wrote 3 pills or 33 pills once. I don't know. So anyway, that doesn't add up. But, you know, this, there's a lot I want to talk about with this, so I'm going to be really, really brief. All right. First of all, I don't understand how anybody could go into medicine. And again, this they're being charged, okay? Again, you're innocent until proven guilty. And then prescribe something or do something that could put a patient at risk. So let's just talk about the writing prescriptions illegal. You know, the defendants issued more than 13 million dosage units of Schedule II opioids. So I don't have the exact details of who got what, but the average doctor doesn't take a person who's not addicted to something and talk them into becoming addicted to something. I mean, you know, now if somebody, let's say, has a major tooth abscess or a broken, you know, jaw, let's say. I'm going to be like, look, you need something for pain, you got to eat, here's some pain medication. And I write the 30 pills, send them to the oral surgeon. But if somebody's coming in for high blood pressure, I'm not going to talk them into a narcotic. And so there's this kind of, you know, rumor out there that doctors
fueled the opioid crisis by getting people hooked that didn't need to be. Now, where a doctor could be guilty of getting somebody hooked is by not warning them that a medication is addictive. So let's say you get into a car accident and you start going through some pretty severe issues, right? And you want a pain medication. All right. You know, I tell you, be careful because it could be addictive. Okay. And then you come back for a refill, you know, a couple weeks later. Well, that might happen. Okay. But then I'll be like, okay, you know what? Are you still in pain? You know, what's going on here? You know, are you doing your physical therapy or your chiropractic or your OMM or, you know, and are you doing massage and alternating ice and heat? But then if they come back another week going, I want more, then it's my job to kind of start inquiring why or to see if there's maybe worse pathology. Now, the average doctor, though, does that. I know because I look at records. I look at records for disability exams. I look at records for a whole variety of cases. The average doctor does that. Now, is this illegal prescribing of narcotics? I'll give you $100. You just give me the prescription and pretend I'm in pain. Now, that's bad. But again, why would anybody go through all the training to get an MD or a DO just to turn around and 10, 20 years later try to make money that way? That it just doesn't make sense. Then billing Medicare or Medicaid for services you didn't do, which is what this is kind of implying. Services and equipment that was medically unnecessary. It's really hard to come up with a fake, you know, a fake illness or a fake procedure unless you actually have the patient who's the actor. I mean, you know, I mean, a scheme means this could be really, really, choreographed and strategized. You come in, you pretend you need a heart test, you get the heart test done so I could go and bill the insurance. See, to me, that's stupid because we're already overwhelmed with patients. I wouldn't have time to set up a fake patient to go and bill that. Or, you know what, I'm going to bill Medicare on you. Will you just say I did it and let me write it down on the chart? I guess somebody could do that, but that's, I mean, again, it's not worth it. Everybody knows that Medicare and Medicaid audit, it's not worth it. Now, a concern many doctors have is, well, wait a second. You know, I order ultrasounds, I order mammograms, I order in-office treadmills. Is somebody going to come in and say they were unnecessary when I say they were and then accuse me of fraud when I didn't? This term, unnecessary, except, let me see if I can find the exact term they used, but medically unnecessary services and equipment. I mean, if you need a brace, I'm going to order you a brace. But if somebody goes, no, they didn't need the brace, they could have just used an ACE wrap, so you are accused of unnecessary, you know, medically unnecessary practices. I'm like, wait a second. No, I want them in a brace. I don't want them in an ACE wrap. So I'm dying to see exactly more details of this unfold because it's kind of frightening to me that you would have people that are taking care of patients that would, and so many interrelated, that's like, oh yeah, let's all do this. And again, they might have. But that's just stupid. You know, you don't go through medical school and all the trials and tribulations just to turn around and be a thief or a crook. You don't do that. Or you don't be a crook and go, you know what, I'm going to go to medical school because I think there's a legal way for me to do it. No, doctors are always under the microscope. We're a very, very, you know, highly public industry. It's not, you know, very easy to do something under the radar. So it doesn't make sense for anybody that wants to do illegal stuff to...
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips.
With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.